Greetings, dear friends, in the precious and worthy name of the eternal God of heaven, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. For those who may have missed our broadcast over the last few days, we have announced that, God willing, the end of this year, we will conclude our ministry over this radio station. It's been our privilege to be on this station for over 25 years, well over 5,000 broadcasts. And yet, after evaluating our stewardship, the oversight at our local assembly, the Christians who meet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ at the Gospel Chapel, have determined that it's time to redirect the money that we invest in this program in another form of outreach. And that will take place in early January. But during these broadcasts, we want to reaffirm that this has nothing to do with any change in our position, any change in our doctrine, any change in our commitment to communicate the gospel of the grace of God, the good news of salvation, to the people of Middle Tennessee and around the world. And in reaffirming our commitment, our evangelical stance, our commitment to the fundamental truths of the Bible, the Word of God, we have mentioned we are committed, as we always have been, to an inspired and inerrant Bible, God's revelation of truth to us. We believe that the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is inspired of God, and therefore it cannot be tampered with, added to, nor taken from. And in these sacred and inspired pages, we find that it teaches us concerning the one eternal God who manifests himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Concerning the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, in our last broadcast, we mentioned that he is very God, John 1, Romans 9. He was born of a virgin, Matthew 1. And he lived upon this earth as a perfect man without sin, 1 Peter 2, 21-22. And of course, I'm not giving you all the scriptures, but just a few dealing with each of these subjects. Accordingly, he died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15. And now he has ascended to the right hand of God the Father, where he sits and acts as our high priest and our advocate. Thank God not only for his ministry on earth, not only for his death, burial, and resurrection, but for his ministry today as our high priest and advocate. Let's press on.
These are some of the things that we are reminding you that we are committed to, even as we were when these broadcasts began some 25 years ago.
Concerning man, our Bible teaches us that man, that's you and me, each of us, we are all members of the fallen human race, of which there is none good, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, we read in Romans 5, Romans 3. There is none righteous, no, not one. Therefore, not only are we sinful, not only are we members of a fallen human race, but, beloved, we are dead spiritually until we come to Jesus Christ and receive life from him. Man is incapable of improving himself apart from the new birth. They that are in the world cannot please God, we read in Romans. John tells us, in the third chapter, ye must be born again. Not if it's convenient. Not if you are inclined to feel so. It is an absolute necessity, a mandate. You must be born again. And the reason is revealed in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. And that simply says, God hath made you alive because you were dead in sin. Without God, without Christ, without hope, it says. Because man is totally dead and incapable of helping himself. But bless God, Jesus died, he arose and he lives, and because he did, and because he does, he will give eternal life to all who will receive and trust and accept him as Savior. Now just remember, there are no strangers at the Gospel Chapel, but there are a lot of Christians you haven't met, so why not meet with us real soon? And may the Lord bless you today for his name's sake. Amen.